And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom, and this will be a great show in regard to financial freedom. I want to talk about why smart investors use leverage. We're going to tackle one of the biggest dividing lines between the wealthy and the poor and how each view and use money. Now, of all the emails I get from new listeners, one of the prevailing issues discussed is the way we use debt, because we do use debt and leverage. What we do from the outside terrorizes people, and I hope to put those fears to rest with today's show. Bottom line is, the wealthy borrow to buy cash flowing assets that make them richer. The poor, they borrow things that drain their wallet. I'm going to share my own journey. I went from being 100% debt-free, except for my mortgage, Dave Ramsey style, to realizing that if I wanted true financial freedom, I needed to embrace leverage. And at the end of today's show, you're going to understand why smart investors use other people's money, why leverage accelerates wealth, and how tools like hard money lending can help you capture equity and build your portfolio faster. If you've ever been told that all debt is bad, and there's a lot of that out there, this is an episode you can't miss. So you may want to come back to it, or you can always find us on the website at lifestylesunlimited.com. Let's talk about the wealthy versus the poor mindset. We discuss mindset on this show quite a bit, not just me, but the other hosts, Al Gordon, Andy Webb, and obviously Dell. Mindset's a big deal with real estate investors. We literally shift from, let's say, the conventional wisdom mindset to the investor wealthy mindset. I want to start with a line that is going to hit people right between the eyes. Listen up. Rich people borrow money to buy things that make them more money. Poor people borrow money to buy things that cost them money. If you sit with that for a second, right there, that in a nutshell is going to explain the wealth gap in America today. It's not whether you borrow money or not. It's what you borrow the money for. Let me be the first to admit, it was not my personal mindset. From 2003 to 2006, I went all in on the Dave Ramsey debt-free journey. 3 years of grinding, I was pinching pennies. We were throwing every extra dime at debt. And we didn't have a lot of debt, but I had the basics, right? A couple of credit cards, consumer debt. We had done some home improvements. And the first thing, those outfits, you know, new flooring or outdoor patio, they're like, oh, yeah, you can finance it. For me, it was no big deal. Yeah, we can afford this. It's in the budget, $300 a month for X amount of months. So, yeah, I had some debt and finally had enough and said, I got to do this Dave Ramsey thing. Went all in. Took me 3 years and became debt-free except for my mortgage. But everything else had zero balance. I swore in 2006 I'd never borrow a dollar again. Let's fast forward to 2011. During that time, I was realizing I had to do something different if I wanted the retirement that I was promising myself, my wife, my family. That's when I bought my first rental property. Guess what I did? I paid cash for it in a self-directed IRA. Why? Because that's where my money was. Yeah, I thought I was being smart. I thought I was being conservative. What was I really doing? I was slowing myself down. I didn't truly understand the power of leverage. Then, 2013, I was humble enough to find Lifestyles Unlimited, knowing I needed to be educated. I really just wanted to learn how to run rental properties. What I didn't realize, I was going to get into an entire financial seminar on strategies that the wealthy use. I learned a lot about the fundamentals of using leverage. I learned how to buy real estate the right way. Let's continue on, 2013 to 2016. Okay, I had that one property. I went from one property to 12 properties. How? Was I suddenly making more money at my job? No. Was I magically saving more? No. It's because I learned how to use the bank's money. I learned how to use other people's money to build my portfolio. It was a complete 180-degree shift. So here's the truth. Wealthy people use money to buy cash-flowing assets, rental properties, businesses, investments. They're leveraging all of these. Poor people are buying money to buy stuff that looks good, that feels good, that's fun in the moment. But what does this stuff do? Ultimately, it drains them. And then they spend even more money maintaining the stuff. And yeah, I had a lot of stuff. I sold it. Dell Walmsley, our founder, he has one of my favorite Dellisms. And I say it here in my house all the time. I say it to my kids. You don't own stuff. Stuff owns you. And that's so realistic. Here's an example. $65,000 truck. Big payment. Big insurance. Gas bills. Repairs. The second you drive it off the lot, it's worth less. Now let's take that same $65,000. We'll use it as a down payment. Let's say we get a $250,000 rental property. That property is going to pay you every single month. Cash flow, appreciation, the loan balance is dropping monthly. You're building equity. Fast forward 10 years, that truck sitting in your driveway, if you still have it, you're lucky if it's worth $20,000. Now, think about this. Imagine buying three or four rentals in a single year using leverage. Where would that put you in 5 years? I've been there. It's life-changing. Making money isn't the hard part. What's hard is unlearning the 9-to-5 world, the lie that debt is always equal, that the safe path is the right path. If you just save hard enough, someday, one day, you'll get to retire. Breaking free from that mindset is the first step to financial independence, and I had to go through it personally myself. Here's five reasons to use leverage. Let's dig into the heart of the show. Why do smart investors borrow? Why don't they just pay cash and avoid debt altogether? Well, number one, speed. You can move faster. If you want to pay cash, you might buy one rental every 3 to 5 years, probably more likely every 8 years, 7, 8 years. With leverage, you can buy 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe more than that in the same year. I've met folks that have bought 10 properties in 1 year. So let's take a big chunk of change. You've been working 20, 25 years. You realize the retirement system in this country's broken. You want to take $150,000 out of your portfolio, and you want to invest that in real estate, right? Cash flowing rental property. That's what we're into here at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what we teach. Now, if you buy cash, you're one and done, okay? You're going to get one property. Okay, that's it. You got your one property. Now, on the flip side of that, use 20% down financing, okay? Or preferably hard money, and more on hard money later in the show. That same $150,000 is going to get you 4 to 6 properties. That's 4 to 6 roofs. That's 4 to 6 residents paying rent. That's 4 to 6 opportunities for appreciation. That's 4 to 6 loans being paid down by your residents. You've accelerated your path dramatically. So do you want to wait 30 years to build a portfolio or 3 years? I know which one I want. Second reason to use leverage, scale. You can build bigger. One rental producing $300 a month net, right, in cash flow is fine. It's not going to change your life. Four of them, $300 each, $1,200 every month. That's a mortgage payment. That's groceries. That might be utilities. That might be all three. The scale multiplies. 10 rental properties. $3,000 every month. Now we're getting real. That's replacing income. That's when you start buying your freedom back. Reason number three, to use leverage. I like this one. OPM, other people's money. This is one of the great secrets of the wealthy. Banks and lenders, they want to loan money. This is what they do for a living. This is how they make money, by loaning money. They are begging you to deploy it. You have the right asset, they will get in line to loan you money. You put in 20%, they put in 80%. Their money does the heavy lifting. You are reaping the rewards five different ways. So let's take a $200,000 property, right? I'll just pull this out of thin air. You put $40,000 down, right? That's 20%. The bank is going to bring $160,000. For the debt averse out there, think of it like this. You're renting that property out. The renters are paying the rent monthly, and you're taking out of that rent, you're paying basically the mortgage, right? The mortgage and the interest. Part of that's principal. Your residents are paying the loan off, not you. And at the end of the day, you own the asset. Fourth reason to borrow, to use leverage, magnified returns. This one blows people's minds because they don't understand what we're doing. I'll give you a very simple example. $200,000 property, right? That same property, you pay cash. It appreciates 10%, right? That's, I don't know if that's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but let's give it an appreciation factor of 10%. Congratulations, you made $20,000 on your investment. That's if you paid cash. That's a 10% return. Now, if you use leverage, other people's money, you only put down $40,000 on that same $200,000 property. That same appreciation is $20,000, right? Same. That's a 50% return on your money. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Same deal, same house, your return multiplied because you used leverage. So what's your savings account paying you right now? 1%, 2%, 3%? How would you like to make 50% instead? That's real estate. Fifth reason, risk mitigation. A lot of people think real estate is super risky. It's not when done correctly in many different ways, but I'll just give you a real basic example. People think debt equals risk. So they want to go out and pay cash for one property. All right, go pay cash for one property. That one property is much riskier than if you had used leverage and purchased 10. How? Vacancy. Yes, sometimes it takes, well, if you have the right product, it doesn't take very long in the right neighborhood to rent the property. But yes, there are times when it's vacant. So you only have one house, and let's say it's vacant for 3 months, you're getting destroyed. But if you have 10 houses and only one is vacant for 3 months, or one's vacant for a month when you do a change and you have to do your make ready and move in some new residents, you're not getting crushed. One empty house wipes you out if you only have one for that vacancy period. But if you have 10 leverage rentals and one goes vacant, the other nine are still covering the bills. That's diversification. That's spreading risk. Smart investors don't avoid debt. Smart investors master debt. And this is so much information that I learned at our Financial Freedom Seminar. I had no idea. Like I said, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited just because I wanted to learn how to properly own and manage rental properties. What I didn't realize, there's a whole side of learning how to buy the properties correctly using leverage.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. You have questions, comments for me, discussion on the show, want to know how to get started, want to learn more about investing in cash flowing real estate, please reach out. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com, and LU is Lifestyles Unlimited. Feel free to visit our website. Bottom line, if what you're hearing today is resonating, we do have a free workshop. You can see in more detail what we do and our strategies and how we do it. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. It's engaging. It's not a video. You can ask questions. You can sit in on it in front of the comfort of your home computer. But that's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, and you can learn just what we're doing and how we're doing it. Talking about why smart investors use leverage. And it's a mindset distinction between the wealthy and the poor. The wealthy literally will use leverage to buy something that makes them richer, whereas the poor are saying, boy, I really need that new boat, or we need this, or we've got to have this. And I mean, you can finance anything. I was reading now you can finance buy now, pay later concert tickets. I mean, consumerism's real. Debt's real, and it's everywhere. But if you're thinking like a wealthy person, you're not going to finance something unless it's making you wealthier. But if you're poor, you're in that, got to have this now, got to do this now. I know I don't have the money, but I've got enough to get us there, and we'll just pay it off later. And it's a real distinction. It's a real change. You want to be wealthier, or you want to be poor your whole life? Use leverage to buy stuff that makes you richer. You will be happier. Everything will be much better. I'm not saying money makes people happy. We've talked about it, but it sure gives you the money to pursue happiness, maybe to fix some other parts of your life, your health, your happiness, your joy, your relationships. Yeah, money's really just a ticket for the carnival ride, but if you don't have any tickets, you're not getting on the ride. Let's discuss some real-world examples, some case studies of leverage making you wealthier. I want to make it practical. Let's take the $150,000 investor that I mentioned earlier. Investor A, let's call it, and this person has $150,000. They've saved up, or they're pulling it out of their retirement portfolio, and they buy one property, all cash, right? There's a guy out there that teaches that. Congratulations, you have one property. It's a risky proposition, but anyway, it's going to rent for $1,500 a month. Now, you still have to pay taxes and insurance. I'm in Texas. We have high property taxes. We have expensive insurance. I know other parts of the country are much better. Trust me, I'm looking at some of those areas. But it is what it is. Your rental homes in Texas, what are you going to net? $800-$900 a month at the end of the day. Investor B is going to take that same $150,000 and they're going to spread it across four properties with leverage. Okay. Investor A takes $150, buys one for cash. B takes $150, buys four properties with leverage. Now they have mortgages on them. Their cash flow is going to net about $300 to $400 a month after they pay the bills, right? The principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. But investor B is netting $1,200 to $1,600 in monthly cash flow. Now, let's add time to the equation. In just 5 years, investor B, what else does investor B have that investor A doesn't have? Investor B has four times the appreciation, four times the mortgage pay down. Remember, the resident's paying rent. So the resident's really paying the mortgage as well. They have four times the equity capture. It's the same starting point, $150,000. We added time to the equation, and they're light years apart in just, I will tell you, 3 years. But if we go five, it will be magnified even to a greater extent. If you had $150,000 right now, do you want to be investor A or investor B. That is leverage, my friends. It's what you can do. You can spread your risk and you can multiply what you're earning, what you're growing your wealth. Let's take another example. Let's talk about equity capture. Just another scenario. You buy a distressed property for $120,000. You put $30,000 in rehab. After rehab, it appraises the after repaired value. And if I'm losing some of you here, reach out to me, but we do teach all of this in our Financial Freedom Seminar. So it appraises for $200,000 after repaired value. You created $50,000 of equity. That's your wealth in 90 days. And how are you able to do it? You're able to do it because of leverage. Leverage is unlocking the equity capture, and it's unlocking the wealth growth on that end, on that example. So try doing that with cash only. You're going to be saving for years to get up to the plate again, to take your next swing, to get your second property. With leverage, you can do it again and again and again. So what's faster, guys? Saving $50,000 or creating it in a single property? And I've seen it numerous times. Now, again, I like adding time to the equation because time really can either maximize or drag out a wealth growth on a curve, right? It depends on how you're doing it. But time is a factor. Long-term portfolio growth compounds over time. Instead of one rental, you own four. Instead of four, you own 12. Each one producing cash flow, each one appreciating, each one being paid down each and every month, month by month by residence. That's how ordinary people, and I'm just an everyday person. I don't even consider myself, I consider myself average at real estate investing. We have some people here that are members at Lifestyles Unlimited that are absolutely top notch, and I ask them a lot of questions, but I just follow the roadmap. I just answered questions that I would poise to my mentor, to others. What do I do here? I found myself with 11 cash flowing properties, but each one was cash flowing. Each one was appreciating. Each one was being paid down month by the residents when it was paid. Each one provided me incredible tax advantages that I had no idea. And it's just compound your wealth quickly. But that's how ordinary people, everyday people with jobs. Yes, I had a job the whole time. I'm not talking about hedge fund managers, but this is how everyday people like you and me can build a multi-million dollar net worth in a decade. Okay, you can't get rich slow. You can take the 40 or 50 year route and hope it works out for you, or you can do what the smart investors do. Use leverage to buy assets to make yourself richer. I love to share. That's the best part. So what this means for you, investor A paying cash, they might be able to retire at 65 if they're lucky. Depends on when they start. Investor B using leverage literally can change their life 5 years, 10 years. That's the difference between waiting decades to retire and buying back 20 years of your life. It's leverage. It's just being a smart investor, right? Just being a smart investor. And that's the whole idea of today's show. But there is absolutely a huge disconnect between consumerism, consumer debt, which is the devil. And that's everything from, I mentioned it earlier, you can finance a dang concert ticket today. And concert tickets most times are overpriced, but I'm not some fuddy-duddy. Do my wife and I love live music? You know it. Yeah, we go catch some live shows occasionally, and yeah, it's you're going to spend, but I'm for sure not going to finance a concert ticket. But concert tickets, college debt, credit cards, the buy now, pay later, which is getting, it's applied to everything. I was on Amazon the other day, and I think we bought, one of those cool little countertop ice makers, right? They're kind of cheap. I think it was a little more than $100. And as I'm checking out, they're like, do you want to finance this? You can pay $20 a month for, no, God, I wouldn't have bought it if I had to. Please tell me I don't need a, you know, splurge little ice machine to set next to the bar and I got to finance it. God, if I'm in that position, I'm going to go jump off a building. But smart people are using leverage to buy things that make them richer, right? And poor people, and I can speak as a poor person. I was poor for a large part of my life, but it was the poor mindset that really held me back. And essentially it was telling me, don't borrow money, don't borrow money, don't borrow money. And finally I was like, I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited how to be effective. And I'm going to get into one of the money methods we use here to wrap up the show. So stay with me. Sorry to go down this rabbit hole. But I got in there and I was like, wow, you know, I never knew just how powerful leverage was, right? I could spread the risk out. I can get a lot of houses. I can maximize my returns. That was important to me because I was there to make some money, right? Grow my wealth. All the benefits for it, the fact that the resident of the property is paying the mortgage, the fact that the banks are practically tripping over their own shoes to loan you money. And look, they're reviewing the asset. They're not loaning money in hope that you're going to fall flat on your face and not pay them. Contrary to what some people may believe, banks aren't keen on people not paying their bills in hopes that they can go pick up the asset that was borrowed with their money. No, they've worked this out. They don't have time for it. Just pay me my principal plus a little bit of interest and you can earn all you want off of that asset. I don't care about that. But as the bank, just pay me my principal, my interest, and we will be good friends. But wealthy people buy assets that make them richer. This is why leverage is not something to fear. Leverage is the great equalizer. It's how a middle-class person like myself can leapfrog into financial independence. And I've seen it 1,000 times. And if it wasn't for leverage, we wouldn't be where we are today. Now, I want to talk about hard money lending. And a lot of people aren't familiar with this. I wasn't. I thought I was somewhat money savvy. Came to the Financial Freedom Seminar and they're talking about this hard money. I'm like, what is hard money? That sounds like borrowing money from the mafia or something. No, I'm out on that. I'm dead averse. But honestly, hard money is a fantastic tool and it helps us unlock opportunities. But yeah, I never heard of it until I was in that Financial Freedom Seminar. And I learned it at Lifestyles Unlimited. But hard money is a brilliant strategy. It should be called easy money. So what is hard money? It is short-term asset-based lending. Short-term asset-based lending. Conventional loans that we're all familiar with, those of you that have mortgages, typically conventional lending, what are they loaning on? Are they loaning on the asset? No. They're loaning on your credit report, right? The asset comes into play, but really it's all about you as a human being. Can I trust this person to pay me back? That's why they're running your credit report 17 ways to midnight, and they're going to pull it, oh, by the way, right before you close 6 weeks after you find the deal. They're worried about you, okay? They're not as worried about the asset. Hard money looks at the asset. Is this viable? Now, hard money also is higher interest, okay? It is higher interest, typically maybe 2 to 3 times whatever everyday interest is. I was borrowing hard money from, it was at 12 to 14 points. Now, some of you out there are like, Mike, you're telling me to go borrow money at 12 to 14 points? Yes, I am, because you're only going to keep that loan for a short period of time, often 90 days or less, if you're doing it right. But the bottom line is the hard money lender cares more about the deal. Tell me about the property. Tell me about your rehab schedule. In fact, I need a copy of your rehab schedule. Price it out. Put it on an Excel spreadsheet or some sort of form that we can follow along and price it out. Flooring is going to be X. AC is going to be X. The new hot water heater is going to be X. The new fence is X. They want to see it, and then they're going to incorporate that in. They're going to go look at the asset, and they're going to go, you know what? Harrison's right. This is going to be a really nice place. He's going to put in new appliances, countertops. Yes, I support the deal. But they're really worried about what we call ARV, after repaired value. And when they analyze everything and they say, that makes sense, we'll fund it. Now, why would we use hard money? Three primary reasons. Speed. You can close in days instead of months. What's it take to close a house today? 40, 42 days, something like that. And that's if everybody's on time. It takes a long time to close a property conventionally. Hard money, we can close in 10 days or less. I was able to secure some rental properties that had a lot of people trying to buy the same property. And when I went in, I told my realtor, make it clear to these people selling the property, I will buy this property in 10 days or less. Here's a letter from my lender. We are ready to rock and roll. I'm good for this property. In fact, I'll close it sooner than 10 days if that's what they want. But that is real power, my friends. That was real power. And I was able to land some properties just for that one advantage. So speed is huge. Flexibility. There are some properties out there that are so distressed, you can't get a conventional loan on those properties. All right. David Fisher, one of our mentors, he specializes in these kind of properties. They're the kind of property that when you walk in, you can see through it and you're not looking through doors. You're looking through holes above, beyond, to the left and to the right. But he buys those. Bank's not going to touch that, okay, at all. It's a hard money lend property only. And we do buy those types of properties, and we make them really nice. Best product, best price. The transformation is amazing. Coverage. Hard money will, this is important, fund both the purchase and the rehab, huh? So that is interesting, right? That is, that I'm interested. Because let's say I'm buying that $120,000 property, it needs $30,000 in rehab, and I do it conventionally. I have to bring 20% of the $120,000, and then I have to come out of pocket on the backside to pay for the entire rehab. Hard money lender says, nope, Harrison, we will fund a portion of the property purchase and a portion of the rehab. So typically, they'll loan 70% of what they consider basically the loan plus how much rehab you're going to put in there. So I'm getting a big chunk of money to go toward both of those. So the way hard money works, I'll just give you a little flow chart here. Find the distressed property. The hard money lender, upon review, will fund the acquisition and the rehab. Okay. You're going to handle the rehab. You're not doing the work yourself, but you are essentially handling the process, right? Hire a GC or you're hiring whoever, but anyway, get the rehab done. When you do that, you're going to raise the value of the property. And you can do these literally in a very short amount of time. I've done some full rehabs in less than 2 months. I've done some that have taken about 3 months. Upon completion of the rehab, right? It's a totally different house, looks different. Go get your new appraisal, okay? Typically, your conventional lender is handling this process. Yeah, they're going to want the appraisal. Upon the appraisal, you can refinance into the conventional loan, right? We're going from hard money to the conventional. And at that moment, we're paying off our hard money lender. So that's our 12 to 14% short-term loan that we got that financed the majority of the rehab that helped us buy the property. Now we're in conventional, right? 30-year fixed. I'm not worried about the mortgage at all. And we can keep that property for as long as we want, right? We can keep it 1 year, 2 years, 3 year, 10 years. I don't teach that. I think you need to turn these properties because your returns go down over time, but that's a different show for a different day. But hard money literally gives you those three advantages that conventional lenders don't have. Speed, you can close rather immediately, 10 days or less. Flexibility for those really beat up properties, and coverage, you could fund the rehab. So yeah, that was something I learned about, and it was a game changer. And along the way, I understood it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.